Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
The City Tats Club Niverson, interesting nomination there yesterday. Thought we'd better follow up on it. We're talking of Eckstein. Morning to you, Kurt Goldman. How are you, mate?
Hey, good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. I must admit, I was a bit surprised thinking, I know you've got the mire in your mind. Take us through your thoughts here.
Yeah, look, I just think the mare, like, she obviously did so well down in Melbourne the other week, and we brought her straight home. You know, there's no need to stay down there this year. It's only sort of 6.5 hours down the highway. So to bring her back home and sort of get her back in her surroundings, in the paddock, which she enjoys so much, was probably more beneficial than, you know, stabling her in Melbourne. And like I said, after she did so well, she just pulled up super from that run, and she really come on within herself. And I just felt there was no point, you know, taking it back. The only 1,400 metre race this week was at Caulfield. She ran there last year, and she didn't get around Caulfield that great. So just keeping in mind, obviously, the float trips back and forth and you know, Caulfield not being the ideal track for her, I just felt, well, better to come home. And like I said, I'm pretty happy just to sort of send her around. I know it doesn't seem ideal going back to a 1,200 when you're going to a mile. But she's a different horse this year. She's much fitter. You know, she's easier to train. So I'm pretty happy with the decision.
Understand. It was such a dominant win at Flemington. I was just talking to Michael about his horse, Wild Planet, that won on the same day. But it was pretty tough that day to race wide with, you know, trying to get a bit of cover, but still finish off. And certainly your horse did it that day.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I think she really loves Flemington. She should have probably won the Blazer down there last year just before the Mire, and she was just held up in traffic down the straight. And then obviously in the Mire, she toughed it out. She was three wide again and only got beaten nostril. So you could arguably say that she should almost be three from three at Flemington. She loves the big track. She gets on the right leg. And even the other day, she still ran a good time. So, like I said, it's more... She did a lot more than what I expected the other day, and that sort of made me lean towards the way that I'm thinking now with her. Yep. Whereas, you know, obviously, like this Saturday at Randwick, it's more just to sort of clean out the pipes with her and just keep her ticking over. She's back right now. She's back to the same weight she was just before she left for Melbourne the other day. So I think come after Saturday, you know, she'll have a nice sort of week's worth of work this week, and then we can sort of probably afford to back off her just a touch and you know, get her down to Flemington. And it was obviously a pretty good confidence boosting win for her, and if she can go back there and fit straight back into that, you know, the same stables and the system and everything like that, you know, she might be able to repeat that scenario. And I know Ronnie Quinton did it last year with his two mares, Dixie and Daisy. They both ran the Niverson before going down for the Mire. So, you know, it can be done. And like I said, I think I've got the horse there this year to do it.
Just the way you're talking about Eckstein, you can hear it. You've got great confidence in her this prep.
Yeah, she's just different, Andrew. Everybody knows how quirky she can be. And even last year, she's always a work in progress sort of a horse. You can't be too easy on her because you don't want her being too fresh in her races. She's got a few, you know, manner problems, especially around at the barrier. She gives the jockeys a little bit of a hard time. So you've got to make sure that she's had enough work, that she's not going to sort of run a race prior or even muck up at the start of a race. But obviously you've still got to have a fit enough to be able to run the distance. And last year it just seemed that she only just wanted the Mile last year, and we were putting plenty of work into her. I even gave her a jump out at Flemington after the week at Caulfield. You know, so she almost backed up, you could say, 3 weeks in a row before the Mire. Whereas this year, she's just a different horse. Like I said to the owners, and hence why we weren't in the Kosciuszko. I just felt this horse was going much better this year. I seemed to have a better handle on her work and her progress. And, you know, after going so close last year, I really believe, you know, with a bit of luck, she can go back there this year and hopefully turn the tables.
Understand. Really well explained with Eckstein, going to 1,200 of the Nivison this week and then going up to the mile of the Mire. Just before I let you go, you got a couple entered for the Tab Highway this week. Missed out an Equal Balance, who's got that 61.5 kilos. What are your thoughts on Saturday?
Yeah, look, Equal Balance probably won't go around unless there's a dramatic change in the weather. We scratched him last Saturday in the wet track and, you know, he didn't draw very good. But he's most likely going to be saved and run at Canterbury the following Friday night. And missed out, he will go around. We had a little gear change on him last day.
Okay, I think that line might have just dropped out. We'll leave it there because we were getting towards the end anyway, but missed out who got the gear change at Maruya to run third behind Lucy Rose and Leamy Astray. Only got beaten 1.7 on that day there. So missed out is the... Are you there, Kurt?
Yep, sorry.
Yeah, sorry. That line just dropped out. You were saying there's going to be a gear, or there was a gear change with missed out last time.
Yeah, that's right. Just prior to his last start down at Maruya, where, like you've explained, Lucy Rose obviously came out and won that, and then ran very well on Saturday. So, I think if he can take that form into Saturday, he's definitely going to be in the mix.
Yep, understand. All right, well, mate, good luck. We look forward to see your mare on Saturday at Randwick in the Nivison. I hope it's a good week ahead for you.
No problem. Thank you very much.